Investor Intelligence provides general information only. You should consider seeking independent advice to see how this information relates to your unique circumstances. Please refer to the terms and conditions available at investorintelligence.com.au for more.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Investor Intelligence, brought to you by the team at The Property Mentors. It's your weekly podcast for all things investment and hosted by me, Phoebe Sikowski-Wallace. So lucky me, this is the second week in a row that I'm joined in the studio by one of our wonderful mentors. And today's mentor is Stephen Kwan, who is here to discuss what a property mentor is and why you need one for a successful property portfolio. Welcome, Stephen.
Thank you, Phoebe. Great to be here today.
I'm so happy to have you. I've been trying to get you on the podcast for a while, but you are a very busy man.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad that we had time to discuss over this exciting topic today.
Yeah, me too. It's your first time on the podcast. I'm really happy that we finally get to hear a bit about you because you actually come from a background with extensive experience in real estate.
Yes.
Before joining the Property Mentors team as a mentor. So to start off, and because I get all the mentors to do this when they first appear on the show, can you tell me a little bit more about you and then maybe how you ended up in the world of real estate?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, firstly, let me start to share you my journey of how before I even joined Property Mentor.
Sure.
So I grew up in Chinatown in Ho Chi Minh City of Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, I'm very lucky to know how to speak Vietnamese, Cantonese, another mm-hmm. dialect of Chinese, and of course English.
Yeah, wow.
And after my high school, I decided to step out of my comfort zone and explore the world and also teach myself to be comfortable in uncomfortable environments.
Mm.
And so I make a decision to choose Australia as a destination to do so. And during my time at RMIT University, I sort of had my first mentor indirectly because I reached out to a career counselor.
Mm.
And the person helped me to understand my strengths, my weaknesses, what can I do based on the degree that I'm studying in marketing and with my passion in real estate.
Mm.
And why I love real estate or property in general is, number one, I witnessed some of my family members that they have certain interests in properties and they actually build wealth through property as well. At the same time, some make some mistake along the way.
Okay, yeah.
And myself, every time I travel, and this is the thing, I love traveling because not only just explore different culture, but also be able to see different building design and architecture. And interestingly, I was thinking becoming an architect at some point.
Mm.
And throughout the mentoring from the career counselor, the person introduced me to different expert and more experienced people in marketing and in real estate to help me to explore different career pathway. And so I thought, I study marketing, I'm interested in real estate.
Mm.
Fantastic. That's the way to go.
Yeah, you've found the perfect combination.
Yeah. And so I can continue doing what I love, learning how real estate work, build my future wealth. Perfect. And, you know, throughout that time, when I started building up my career in real estate and become a qualified real estate agent, now I would love to do something bit better that more aligned to what I love, which is sharing truly about how to build wealth and how to avoid the mistake that I witnessed throughout my career as a real estate agent to help investors to make a better decision. And that's how and why I come to the Property Mentors. And now that's why I was so excited to be part of the team, because even though with all of these experience in real estate, it's sort of different part of real estate.
Yeah.
Because as you know, property industry, you have so many different areas and different aspects.
Mm-hmm.
And being a property mentor, it's a totally different game.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot bigger than people actually give it credit for.
Yes.
So, as you said, there's a lot of different avenues and aspects that you can go down.
Yeah.
But as someone who has worked as a sales agent and worked with, you know, buyer's agents in your time within the real estate world, how does a property mentor differ from those? Like, what exactly does a mentor do for their clients?
Well, I think firstly, we start with looking at their objectives. Each of them play different roles in the whole transaction. For example, let's say about real estate agents, they are there to achieve the best price for their seller mm-hmm. or their vendors and ensure a smooth transaction to the new owner.
Mm-hmm.
But then the thing with them is they generally bounce with a certain specific locations.
Mm-hmm.
They might have 1, 2, 3 or a certain council that they look after. So that's the thing with them is they are big advocates, try to promote the area and helping getting more family getting to the area.
Mm-hmm.
So they can also very specialty in their service as well. Someone really love to only sell penthouses and someone mm-hmm. love only just do family homes,
mm-hmm.
things like that. And then you have a buyer agent who is there to help buyers who are searching for a specific type of property mm-hmm. for a specific purpose.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you know, perfect for someone looking for a property to live in, or someone maybe, firstly, they might want to have as investment, but then eventually they might want to move into that property. So that's sort of where you try to combine the logical investment with the emotional factor.
Mm.
And it's very specific in that sense. And, you know, as one of the famous saying by Luke is the bottom line about property is that the best investment for your portfolio may be not a property you want to live in
mm.
and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So in that saying, a buyer agent or a buyer advocate can very valuable to in the sense that if you want to make a quick, educated and targeted decision
mm-hmm.
that you can save your time and your money.
Yeah.
As the property mentors, it's a different approach. It's more holistic approach to your whole investment journey. The number one thing is we all here as an active investor, we mm-hmm. have a strong interest in property investment.
Yeah.
And our focus is extensively on ensuring an investor long-term financial success
mm-hmm.
by making sure they emotionally, financially, and educationally ready
mm.
for them to establish or grow a profitable property portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
So what I mean by emotionally, financially, and educationally, it means their mindset, any their concern that they might have, any question, any potential problem that they want to have someone there to discuss with them, or what's the mistake, common mistake that they can avoid.
Mm-hmm.
And no one out there really, truly focus about that and being genuinely share that with them so they can continue building, making an informed decision.
Mm-hmm.
So as you can see, everyone play a different role and their intention and their objective so differently. And that's why I'm more so passionate. And when I found the property mentors and I found very interesting about what we do here and how we help our members. So in saying that, so because we focus on the long-term financial success for our members, so that's also a long-term ongoing commitment and service that we have between ourselves and our members
mm.
that we can be there with them to working through different change in the market. Or even they have life event change.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like people invest couple property and they have baby,
mm-hmm.
And or they suddenly have a big job promotion. They have more income, which, you know, is a good problem to have. But at the same time, a lot of people making no decision just because of the major event happened at that stage. The necessary that decision for a long term perspective. So we're there to help them and guide them through with a more calm approach and more objective approach to ensure that they're aware of what they're about to make that decision, how that wants to relate to their long-term success, how that relate to their end game goals. And that's in the mentor. That's what we do here. Also, part of what we do as a property mentor is we actively seek out for properties that what we call investment grade properties that therefore generate long-term wealth. And we spend our time searching for the very best investment properties available for our members. Along the way, we build a substantial network of industry professionals, which means that we always have access to profitable properties, but also our members can instantly access to the justice network that we've been using for ourselves and for our members.
Yeah.
And if you think about that, how much time and how much money you can save just on that
100%.
That perspective.
Yeah. So the key term here is long-term. A mentor is kind of long-term. They're there for you in all parts of your journey, whereas someone like a buyer's agent or a buyer's advocate, they're kind of a little bit more temporary. They'll go out and they'll find exactly what the person wants, and that's great. However, in a mentor's case, sometimes what people want isn't actually what's going to be good for them long term.
Correct.
And that's what you're there for with your experience.
Correct.
You guide them through that.
Yes, yes.
You did mention something just before that I want to pick back up, is that you mentioned that, you know, some people, there's all these aspects that people need help with. So obviously our pillars are the educational, the emotional and financial. Do you find that you have to adapt or change your mentoring style with each client, or is the process the same for everyone? Like, do you kind of find that some people want more, say, emotional support, or some people just want help with more of a strategic planning? I guess my question is, like, how do you approach the different personality types?
Yeah, yeah. No, that's a great question there, Phoebe. The number one thing is that what we always say here is, firstly, just the process and we will get you there. So what it means is that our members and ourselves, we have a roadmap that we follow and that's been proven and that's been tested.
Are you tired of feeling lost in the world of trading and investing? Get informed and inspired with the Talking Trading Podcast. I'm Louise Bedford, and I'll help you navigate the markets like a pro. Tune in each week and subscribe now at talkingtrading.com.au or on your favourite podcast app, or check out the link in the show notes. Talking Trading, this is how traders excel.
And that work?
Time and time again, yeah.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So why wouldn't we just follow the process? Mm-hmm. However, in that saying, as you touch on, as an investor, everyone have different goals. Everyone have different personality types, as well as they also have different communication style as well. So as a mentor, I will have to, at the same time, adapt my style to help my mentees to understand a little bit more about what we try to convey the message here. Some people might a bit more quiet. They're a bit more introvert. They want to be guided. Some people are there, very, very proactive, learn and research a lot of things. So maybe their educational readiness are maybe 7 out of 10, 8 out of 10. But because they're overwhelming with that information and they end up, because they haven't tried that before. All they do is just, you know, there's a thing called Google. When you punch property investment in the search bar within a few seconds, you have
a wealth of knowledge in front of you. Yeah,
correct. And for that, it's also confused people.
Sure. Yeah, a lot of misinformation out there as well. Yeah.
And they was like, how come, that strategy is so great, but how to apply to my situation. So they are more require emotionally support from us. So there's someone there that understand that common mistake that people make, or understand different the pros and the cons of those strategies, to walk them through and identify what is it that most suitable for them for the next step.
Yeah.
So they can have that emotional support. But at the same time, we also have a lot of members who just get started, very busy with their career.
Mm.
They don't have time to really do much of the research, but they're aware that they want to invest in their future, and they need someone there that they can trust, and who they actually care about them.
Mm, who they want to work with.
Correct. Yeah. And so they can sort of have that plan and that trusted and have that emotional support, and also provide them the right education. So when they're looking at an investment opportunity, they know what they're about to buy, what they know about what they're investing, what the purpose of that property, so they can continue building their property portfolio.
Yeah, so you would adapt your mentoring skills to the needs of each member, because as you said, people start at completely different times of their journey. Some come in with a wealth of knowledge, some come in with absolutely nothing. But that's what's so great about that roadmap, is that even though it's a pretty rigid structure, within that it can fit anyone. It can fit anyone's communication style. It can fit, if a life event happens right in the middle of it, it gets you back on track if you tend to fall off a little bit.
Yes.
But again, it's still very flexible with how it accommodates everyone.
Yes.
So going off that then, what should people consider when they're trying to find a mentor for themselves?
Yeah. I think with that, just for example, let's take one step back. When you look at, take an example, when you have a career mentor, for example, I'm sure that everyone in their career at some stage, they will have someone that sort of either directly or indirectly help them, guide them through with their career progression. Just how I mentioned during my university time, I have someone that experienced and helped me to get into the real estate entry level, and then closely I have someone more experienced to guide me through the whole process. And when you see that having a career mentor there, they are there to share their experience with you, but most importantly, they share the experience. They will comfortably share you what the mistake that they made, or they saw other people made, that you can avoid.
Yep, they're the best people to learn from, for sure.
Yeah, because if there's someone try to hide a mistake or not sharing that with you, it's kind of like just like you go on and did a course, and that's all you learn from, right? And so because of that, they help you with that and help you with the clear action steps. So for that, you can fast track and avoid wasting your time and on the thing that not really helping your career. And that's exactly the same with property mentor, if you put in that perspective. So when you consider how you want to find the right mentor for you, is number one, you should ask the question, have they had experiences and the skill set in what you are trying to do? That's the first number one.
Yeah, that sounds pretty straightforward, yeah.
Because if they don't have the right experience, you end up going nowhere.
Blind leading the blind, yeah.
100%. And the second question, as I mentioned earlier in one of my responses, how accessible are they?
That's a good one.
Can you connect with them as well? Because a lot of people, they can telling you how much experience they have, how well known they are in the industry, but do they really dare to do that one-on-one with you? So if they're not accessible and if they don't spend all time to help you, then that may be not the right mentor you're looking for. And the third question that you should ask, and I think it's very important as well, is that do their values align with yours value? It actually goes beyond the material things that they show you, like, you know, nice car, nice house by the beach, water view, driving luxury cars and things like that. It's way beyond that, because I remember in my career, And during my time as a real estate agent, I also encountered a bad mentor that showed me, you know, the thing that I shouldn't put my effort into focus, like, you know, cars and night things and not thinking about my future.
The flashy things.
Correct.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'd be able to lucky enough to push myself back to have the good mentor that guide me through and make me understand that it's more important that you think about long term and what you want to achieve in the future and for your life.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing, the last question here that you should consider is, again, do they really care about you and your plan?
Mm-hmm.
Because with all of the hustle and all the effort and the money and the time you're spending in, if they don't care about you, if they don't genuinely care about you, how do they give a good guidance and how they give you a good information for you to make a decision that can affect your long-term life?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think they're all really, really important things to look out for. And, you know, going on from that then, working with people as a great mentor yourself, working with people on their property journey must be incredibly rewarding.
Yeah.
So what have been some of your favorite moments as a mentor, Stephen?
Yeah, one of the best moments that I have as a mentor is to witness my member journey, how they grow within our program from lack of knowledge and you know, confused about where to go, what to do, or you know, how they can from point A to point B, you know, what route they should take to be so confident and so exciting about what they can achieve in their future life. And it's not just about property itself. What I can see is that they grow as a person as well. You know, they start thinking more, care more about their family. They start value about what they have at the moment. They also start thinking about how can I create my life plan? How can I plan my career so for me to continue increase my income and continue to achieve great thing in property? And as you can see, property is it come last in that spectrum. And that's a really reward to me to see my members grow as they grow throughout our program.
Yeah, it's a really beautiful thing to watch, isn't it? Because, you know, there it is a big leap of faith for a lot of people. They're trusting, you know, you with a lot of decisions and guidance and, you know, money as well. So it is a really beautiful thing to just kind of let them or see their progress and see that trust really grow and to watch them grow as people and as investors. So, yeah, no, I agree with that one.
Yeah.
So, Stephen, to wrap up, this has been fantastic and super insightful, but to wrap up, what is your key piece of advice? So that can be to do with anything we've sort of spoken about today or even just in general. What's your key piece of advice?
No, thank you, Phoebe. One of the thing that I have a very common saying by a lot of my mentors as well, because I have my mentor in my career. And a great piece of advice that I received from them is that they said, live by design, not by default.
Mm, I know that quote.
Yep. I'm sure that you heard somewhere as well and from one of the guest speakers.
I think I might have spoken to that person, yeah.
Yeah. And that's it about taking your first step to take control of your own destination. So that means what's your end goals? What's your plan that helping you to get there? You know, as a human being, we all have different important values that we really pay attention to.
Yeah.
You know, it can be family, can be our own development, can be financially and things like that. And along the way, when you have the goals, when you have the plan, you find great mentors that can direct you to the right pathway so you can go to the right direction and fast track by saving your time and learning from those mistakes. Most importantly, and this is key now, that you have to take massive and immediate action. If you have a plan, that's great, that's the first star. But without actually making action and challenge yourself to step out of your comfort zone, you were wondering why you haven't achieved your goal.
That's a great one.
And if you look at like how my journey been, you know, moving from moving out of the country to a complete new country at an early age, establish my life here, have a career here, and then exciting to start my investment journey for myself and building that financial security in the future. That's all about stepping out of my comfort zone. And to end the episode today, as the old saying say, life begins at the end of your comfort zone.
I love that. Thank you so much for sitting down with me today, Stephen. That was fantastic.
No, thank you for inviting me to this podcast episode. Thank you, Phoebe.
If you found this episode or any of our episodes helpful, please make sure to share and leave a rating to help us reach more people on their investing journeys. And of course, subscribe to be notified when new episodes drop. Make sure to follow the podcast on Instagram at Investor Intelligence Podcast. You can find links to our other socials in the show notes, including a link to the Property Mentors weekly blog. If you're ready to get your property portfolio in shape for financial freedom, check out Luke's latest book, Property Fit. You can get yourself a copy at www.propertyfitbook.com.au.